Blog Talk Radio.
So if you need me to move the timeline.
All right, it's that time again. Time for Training Tech Talk. Woohoo! Where's our friends? Yeah, there they are.
They are there. Woo.
Beautiful and
it
lovely
like
and hyped
same,
up on sugar.
I think it's the same audience that attends my other radio show. Isn't that funny?
You're kidding me.
They follow me everywhere.
You know, there's a whole story about canned audiences and who was the best canned audience. And there is a very...
Really?
Anyway, I'm digressing, certainly, but yeah.
They're not canned. What are you talking about? Are you kidding
me? Audiences in a can.
What are you saying?
You know, like in comedy shows, not like our show. I mean, like,
okay.
Sitcom, canned laughter comedy show.
Oh, yes. I can imagine. So, I was chatting with someone the other day who said that they knew someone that actually went to the Consumer Electronics Show. So, I thought that would be kind of a
really?
Fun thing to dive into. Have you ever been to the CES?
You know, I don't think that's the one you're talking about, that you can't be just a consumer. You have to be a real person involved in the industry to go. And no, I have not.
Not at all. That one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I have not either. But I have been to Comdex, which I don't even know if they have that anymore. That used to be the big professional media electronics show for people kind of in the professional side of the house, not the consumer side. And I worked for Philips at the time. And Philips is one of the world's largest manufacturers of electronic equipment, amongst everything else they manufacture. And so it goes way back, though. This is when CD-ROMs were just coming out. And we had CDI discs, CD Interactive, and some of the very first video encoding for CDs, like digital video encoding. I mean, this is like, you know, was revolutionary at the time. And so they would stick us in the, so you've got two convention halls, you know, all the press there, and then just anybody off the street could actually come to it. But, you know, you usually have a lot of corporate buyers that were there. But because we were in this new media, they put us in what's called the multimedia part of the convention. And so we were stuck between the video game Doom, because it was like the first year or two. It was so you're hearing nothing but boom, 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 boom.
I was going to say, how loud was that?
Loud. And then Vivid Media, which makes porno. So that was a very interesting conference to attend and see who was lining up. And then, of course, these big companies would hire people to be in their booth to attract people to them. So you can only imagine who was showing up in Vivid's booth.
In both of those places.
Oh, both. Well, yeah, because I walked into the bathroom. Of course, there's hardly any women working the show, right?
Right.
So the women
I'm sure
it was
very
in there.
Clean.
It was someone was wearing some kind of leather outfit with just kind of straps holding the sides together. And then I forget there was some other woman in there. Yeah, it was just like, whoa, okay. That's what you wore to work today.
That was the Doom
I'm complaining
people,
about
right?
my feet hurting. Yeah. So I know what these shows are like, and I know, you know, there's like always a buzz in there. Then, of course, you're all you're working 10 hours a day on your feet. Of course, your boss isn't. They're out yucking it up with the monkey mucks. And then, you know, you have all these places to go to in the evening, and, of course, the casinos try to entice you. But it's maddening to try to, like, get in a restaurant, 1 hour, 2 hour waits. So, you know, you've been standing all day, and then you don't feel like standing around waiting to get your dinner. So I wonder how this consumer show differs from the more professional show. But this, it says it's the world's biggest consumer electronics technology conference. And so this website that I found kind of gives some reviews of some of the gadgets. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to look to see what some of the gadgets are. And, of course, Here's one. Washing machine that has two drums. Now, this is what I tried to invent years ago. It was only in my head, though. Like, why couldn't you invent
that way?
Yeah. Invent a washing machine that automatically puts the clothes in the dryer for you and then dries it. Like, put the settings on for both at the same time and then walk away. Let me see if this... I'm just curious. I have to see. Did they invent my thing? Oh, I can't... Where is it? A video
well, you
loading.
Know, that's
here's
how
what.
Ideas work.
Yeah,
take it out.
The twin wash will feature two washing machines, a conventional drum. Oh. So they're just showing... okay, it's... Okay, so I still have a chance. Imagine this. I don't know who would buy that, but... okay, so... We have a virtual mirror which will analyze your face and tell you what makeup to wear. And they write, it's not repeat, not a gimmick. Wait a minute, where's the virtual mirror? So obviously wearable tech was kind of the big thing. Anything smartphone-ish, TV, you know, smart TVs, that was kind of the big thing. I don't know why my website's so slow here, but one of the things I saw was like a belt buckle, and this was actually on, you know, the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me show. Of course you know it.
Of course.
They were asking the guest, who I forgot who the guest was, to tell which one of these things was really something at the CES show, and it's a belt. It's a belt that when you sit down will make adjustments for you, like if you're eating and you're starting to feel full, it will, instead of you unbuckling your pants, it somehow makes the adjustment for you. So,
I was imagining it doing the opposite, like getting tighter, like, okay, you should probably think about stopping.
maybe they should
let's
add that
feature,
yes. let's see here.
The trainer, you know.
There you go, training belt.
It always amazes me what you can find stuck into our kitchen appliances. Like many years ago, I remember being at a big kitchen and home event, and LG was highlighting its new, LG was really new on the scene then, and LG was showing its refrigerators with televisions inserted into them. It was about like a 2003 show.
Huh.
Crazy. But I see now they've got a internet-enabled gas stove, which just seems like,
what would that do? Cook the food for you?
Well, it's showing a display, and you can put all your cooking things right there at the oven.
Yeah.
You know, it just seems a little bit silly to me. But that's just, you know, that's okay.
Yeah, it's just anything to draw people's attention, I think, to the brand.
Right, right.
Would be my
guess.
That's
a really good point. It's when you think about what the large
picture
is.
Here's one. The Sharp 8K, it says 4K TVs. I don't even, what does the K stand for? I've never heard of 8K, 4K TVs.
Does it have to
do
with
80-inch Aquis model pixel splitting technology, splitting pixels horizontally to allow each side of the pixel to have its own color values, effectively creating an 8K resolution.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
As in 8,000.
Well, not really. So you won't be able to add any detail that wasn't in the original broadcast, and you simply can't get any media in 8K yet, but in theory, it could show
but
an 8K.
But they're ready for it.
That's right. That's right. That figures.
They're ready for it when it gets here.
So Panasonic, they have... range of home personal electronics, including hair dryers, smart microwaves, wearable action cameras. So, yeah, cameras gadgets are really big, too.
Definitely.
But there's this picture. You can now see. Oh, here's okay, I'm going to put a link to this picture. So I see this virtual, this woman's just sitting at, like, her dressing table.
Mm-hmm.
And a hologram-ish image is appearing with her face. And then virtual makeup options for her to choose from.
Wow. And then you just basically
freakishly
fill
thing
in
cost?
The...
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm more excited about the thing that I'm getting from Amazon the Scout, not Scout. What's it called? The thing that's like a Siri, but for your home.
Yeah, yeah. They call her,
so
her name is Alexis, actually. But it is what's the device?
The device is something else.
Right, but you talk to her as Alexis.
Yeah.
Alexis.
And so Philips has something called a Reveal Spotify Speaker. Oh, this is just wireless speakers.
Mm. Yeah,
it's $129 though. But I would think somebody else would be coming out with a competitive product to, yeah, there's a lot of speakers, wireless headsets, Bluetooth headsets. Now, what's this? Fuel cell technology from Toyota. Oh, that's in their cars. They had cars at this thing, too? Oh, my God.
All kinds of things. It's consumer.
Yeah, I guess. Samsung's SUHD displays. What the heck is that? Around brighter color. Again, it's like, okay, how much can we possibly rev up our viewing stuff? But, yeah, definitely wearable watches, personal watches.
Even security things. There's a security alarm that's better at determining an actual sound of a break-in versus the normal sounds around your environment. They've got an electronic lock that, of course, you can control via a smartphone, which that's nothing new, but also by touching it with your finger.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so I wonder how many of these things are actually going to get mainstream, or how long it's going to take for some of the stuff to get mainstream. You know, and I've worked for companies that some of them jump on the bandwagon right away, get the latest gadget, and especially any of these today are going to have a lot of software that's really running these systems, even TVs, watches, anything smart device, the virtual mirror, whatever. So it makes you wonder if you're the early adopters usually kind of get stuck paying the bill for either the upgrade or the next version of, or should they just sit on their hands and wait for the next version of to come out? That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of anything I've bought that I jumped on the bandwagon. I always kind of waited because I knew there'd be some kind of upgrade coming out.
Except this Amazon thing, you're jumping on it whole hog.
Yeah.
You're riding right on her.
Because it's more like bragging rights.
Right.
And I think that's why some people, you know, always get the next iPhone that comes out, or Apple Watch or whatever it's called. Is there an iWatch? What do they call that thing?
It's coming. I think it's Apple Watch. But it's
Apple Watch. I thought it was already out.
It's not out yet.
Oh.
Huh? No, it's not out yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
But, and then, you know, all of the security, like you said, security things. Somebody had talked about an event that I was looking at going to. Instead of using, like, encrypted passwords, it was more biology-based. Not a thumbprint, not an eyeball scan. There was something else, and I can't remember what it was. But they thought that you could easily kind of embed that as a way to, like, prevent hackers from getting into stuff. Who knows? They're always going to find a way.
Right.
Now, there's also, in the TV world, there's a curved TV screen. I think Sony maybe makes it. So it's more like if you go to, like, the movie theaters, it's, you know how it's kind of curved? It's kind of mimicking that look, so you kind of get a different, the full picture panoramic kind of view. But then here's the X900C 4K televisions are insanely thin. At the thinnest point, Sony's new 4K TVs are just 0.2 inches, not even an inch thick, not even half an inch. It's 0.2 inches.
That's really tiny.
Making it the thinnest, it is tiny. Makes watching movies and television even better thanks to the Nord. I wonder how that thing weighs. It must be super light. I don't know. It's pretty big, though. I mean, it's wide and tall. I don't know if that's the only size they come in. Because I can imagine, you know, making really cool video walls. If it's that thin, you could put that screen everywhere.
Right.
That'd be wild. I don't know. It's, okay. I was hoping to see more kind of cool space-agey gadgets. And, like, drones. I don't see a lot of, like, drone stuff, unless I'm missing it. I see eight awesome new upcoming fitness gadgets. Of course, Fitbit. Fitbit. This isn't your grandmother's bat. Oh, it's a scale. But they already have scales that do this stuff. Echo. Yes, thank you. Echo is the name of the Amazon device. I knew, you know why I was struggling? Because a friend of mine's daughter named her child Echo.
Oh.
And I was just like, why?
That won't be trouble.
Would you do that? Yeah, I'm just like, oh, that poor kid. All right, so we've got Nike's Fuel Band. Yeah.
I'm liking all the things that tell you about your body and your sleep patterns, and I just like all that.
Under Armour. So this is something you're actually wearing in a top. As the athlete competes, the device captures his or her heart, breathing rate, acceleration, body positioning, motion, which leads me to another thing. One of the competitors in the MIT Enterprise Forum pitch contest every year, this guy is an MIT alum and has his PhD, and so he was making performance-based wearable technology, like for if you're swinging a bat, it would measure how fast the velocity of your swing was. If you are one of the things is skateboarders. I don't know why you did it for skateboarding. But then you could actually communicate with other people skateboarding anywhere in the world, and it's somehow giving some kind of stats of your performance.
Dude, it's cool, okay? You just have to understand that
it's rad,
and laying some smack down on some dudes in California, that's what you need to be doing. Just saying.
Yeah. So here's another wrist thing, body media. As you wear this tool around your upper arm, four sensors track your motion, the rate which heat leaves your body, your galvanic skin response. Don't know what that is. Skin temperature. Oh, man, I should be wearing this to measure my body heat for hot flashes. Together, these four metrics allow the device to calculate the calories you burn throughout the day, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's nothing new.
I think you should write a good article on the positive thing about having a hot flash, like how many calories additionally you burn when you let that thing ride.
Yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of women at that stage are also gaining weight, so it's like counterintuitive.
Right. What?
It's like, what? Yeah, why? I should be like a size zero by now. I don't get it.
Right.
It's like, why would you go and build... It's like there's already wearable watches out there. What makes yours better than the other person's? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Apple?
This one's not Apple, but this is Basis Band, mybasis.com, almost $200.
Wow.
And it's not attractive. It's this wrist watch-like device. Ooh, say that fast 3 times. metrics your heart rate, temperature, galvanic. Okay, they're all using that term, galvanic skin response.
Ooh.
Cloud technology, upload information collected to a computer where you can compare your actual calories burned, hours slept, steps. It's a Fitbit. It's like, what is the difference here? Tell me, what's the competitive advantage of buying yours versus somebody else's? Then we have these pumping your ears full of Balance Cells earbuds can measure real-time biometric physiological data, heart rate, respiration, energy. Okay, so these are earbuds that are measuring it and sending your stuff to your smartphone via Bluetooth.
Different
interface.
Again,
I'm like,
all right.
Yeah, just and here's one. Iqua Beat. Stereo doubles as a personal trainer. You exercise. The Bluetooth enables earphones to track your heart rate, distance, calories. Okay, it's like, again, what... Somebody think of something that's not already out there, please. Like, come on, people. If I'm paying good money to go to Vegas, I want to see some cool stuff. I want to see George Jetson type stuff.
That's right. Jules Verne.
Let's see what Sony has. Sony is supposed to have these. Nope, that's headsets. Boring. Come on, people. Of course, those spin TVs, they have those, so that's pretty cool. And then Tony Hawk was showing off a, where is it?
Did you just say scent?
4K
TVs?
Thin.
TVs
thin.
With scent? Smells? Is that what you're
they
saying?
They have that?
No, I thought that's what you were saying, and I was stopping you.
No.
Like, you just glossed over that.
But there may be. That could be. I might have missed it. But I have seen scent kiosks. And no joke, this is in 2000. So we're talking 15 years ago. This company from Europe, I was out at Sears at the time as a contractor, and they had these kiosks that you would walk up to, and let's say you are ordering something from the kiosk. Let's say it's in a Sears store, but they have a commercial that's Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You would all of a sudden start smelling Coca-Cola.
Oh, sweet.
Or you're buying a lawnmower, and it's going to smell like cut grass.
Right, not the diesel
or
not
perfume.
The gas engine.
Right. And what I learned from that is that the scent has the strongest link to memory.
Which is very emotional.
Of all your senses. Mm-hmm. So they're saying if you can trigger some emotional response by spraying a scent that somebody has exposure to as they're making a purchasing decision, it's hopefully going to motivate them to buy more stuff.
Right, hopefully it's a positive. I'm sure there's some scents
right.
that are more positive. Chances of positivity are greater than
right,
others.
Right, and yeah, so it's they never bought into it because the challenge there is it had scent cartridges inside the kiosk. That's where the smell was coming from.
So
and
there
so
was an awful
to,
lot of maintenance.
Yeah. So, but still a cool idea. But I thought I did see something about a TV now that does scent or something. Let me see. Let's see. New Gadget CES 2015 scent. Let's see. Smell the Truth. 10 best. No. God, that's for cannabis.
Oh, hey.
I don't think that's going to work. All right,
well, it might, but in different ways.
Well, yeah, there would be a scent you would pick up on pretty
right.
quickly there. May not have the impact that some people are looking for, but I should have had these queued up before. Okay, that's that washing machine again. Boy, they're pretty proud of that. Roomba-style vacuums. That's cool. No, this is all like kitchen stuff. Darn, I thought I did see something about some sense of things.
It'll come to you once we finish the show.
exactly. I'll find it, and I'll put it on the blog post if I find it. I will put it there. I must find it now. Now I'm on a mission. la, 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 gadgets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, cameras, a lot of, things to help you take selfies yourself. Like, we need more selfies. I don't even think I've taken one selfie. I think I tried it. I'm in selfies with other people taking, not selfies, they're groupies. Is that what you would call them? If there's more than one person in a selfie?
I
don't know. What's the term for that?
Because that's what they're calling them. But then there's another term, too, which is your back and not the front of you. Which is just bizarro to me. I saw that on one of the fancy Hollywood shows, Inside mm-hmm. Edition. Yeah, Belfies, I think is what they're calling them. Anyway, that's really a digression.
Your back.
Yeah, and they were just taking their back, not like their rear ends, like the back of their head. It seemed dumb.
Oh, here we go. Before our show's over, I got to cover this one, though. For $299, you can pre-order a headset that claims to rid you of stress in just 15 minutes. The Mellow Mind uses music and meditation to relax you and measures your brain waves, transmitting its findings, of course, to an app on your phone. The science behind how this works seems rather vague. Wouldn't you YouTube meditation video or some relaxing tunes on Spotify to do the same thing? So I got to see if there's a picture of this thing.
But those don't give you – yeah, there is. On that website you had
They don't
UK
give you
website,
the feedback.
There's a picture of somebody wearing it.
Okay.
In the slideshow. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, the point is, it gives you feedback. That's what your YouTube doesn't do for you.
Right.
To answer that doubting question.
And it's not very attractive, mind you.
No, it's
like
not.
Something from Star Trek.
It does have a
ew, yeah, I would not wear this.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 15 minutes. Just pop some aspirin. That'll take 15 minutes to, you know, pre-order. Boy, I'm just amazed. But you know what?
What?
Conned somebody into giving them a lot of money and investing in this and got a lot of hype behind it. They'll get their monies back, I'm sure.
Sure.
My brain text.
Depending on the price point, you know, I would try it.
I'd try it. I don't think I'd spend all that money on it. Their co-founder, Johan Otto, PhD, he looks like he's 12. Their other co-founder, Thaboud Dumas, PhD, he looks like he's 15. Then they have these older guys, Jacques Montagnier, scientific counselor, Joe Hababubu. I don't know. They're hiring, of course. So they're French. Ooh, I wonder what they have to say about the recent events over in France. They should have given these to the terrorists. Should have given them to the Jihad or whatever they call themselves over there. They seem pretty stressed these days. Could have saved a lot of lives with the mellow mind thing. Or brainwash them into not doing that. Maybe there's a secret.
There you go.
Yeah. That's it.
Now you're onto something.
Because it's really doing something else.
Make everybody nice.
I don't know. Yeah. Everybody loves everybody. So that's
stop
good.
Being
all right,
so
well,
mean.
I think we've wasted enough time today.
I think you're right.
I think I should close the show and thank our audience for coming. They're probably looking at their wristband medical assistive devices right now and saying, you know, I got to get on the road. Get my steps.
We're
going to
be happier, less stressful, and more productive in the future.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you.